Montserrat Medina Martinez was an up-and-coming woman in Spanish business. Montserrat graduated in aeronautical engineering with top academic honors. Soon after, Stanford offered her a paid scholarship to do a PhD in computational mathematics there. Despite being only 36, she has gone from success to success professionally. With a scholarship from Stanford, she created a Silicon Valley startup that she later sold to PayPal for several million. And despite her youth, she was signed as a Deloitte partner at only 34 years of age. Fame, money, international recognition, she had everything except happiness. After a time of discernment, she saw that God was calling her to use her talents in a different manner. She decided to leave everything and enter an Augustinian convent as a contemplative nun. She explained in a letter to her partners at Deloitte the reason to why she was giving up everything to enter the convent. In the letter, she acknowledges that she was Catholic, but for a long time, she didn't put God at the center. She noted, "I used all the talents that the infinite God had given me, but I used them for my own glory and to accumulate riches in this world. I was sunk in my misery without knowing what to do with all my sin. I have understood that the Lord forgives everything, because He is all goodness and mercy. Now I want to leave everything to follow this God who has conquered my heart." Before apologizing to her colleagues for the fault she may have done against them, this young woman announces that she had made the most important and at the same time the simplest decision of her life. "I have decided without any regrets to stop investing in my earthly future and start investing in my eternal future. Since I leave the world to serve and do the will of God, I have the certainty that the merciful Lord will more than supply my lack with those who I am living for Him. I do not leave the world but worldly things. I want to offer my life in prayer for all those whom God loves." She affirms that she has found the greatest treasure. Martina Purdy was born in Belfast, Ireland, and lived with a family in Anderson Town in West Belfast until the family immigrated to Canada in 1971 when she was 5. Her father was a Protestant from Nottingham and a former British soldier who became a Catholic after falling for her mother Margaret. She earned a degree in international relations from the University of Toronto. After working in local journalism in Ireland, she returned to Canada for postgraduate study at the Ryerson School of Journalism. Purdy was a business editor with the Irish News and the Belfast Telegraph before joining the BBC in 1999 and becoming the political correspondent for BBC Northern Ireland Television. As the strength of her faith intensified, she describes falling in love with God and wanting to be closer to Him. When she left the BBC in October of 2014 to pursue religious life, she recalls that some of her colleagues there thought it was a joke. She had felt a call to religious life for quite some time. She tried charity work, but she realized that she wanted to be closer to God and wanted to devote herself entirely to Him. She joined with the Sisters of Adoration on Falls Road, west of Belfast, along with former barrister Elaine Kelly. In 2019, due to the convent not having enough nuns meeting the church's rules, she and a fellow trainee left formation before taking the final vows. "When I left the convent, there were times I felt the scandal of it. I was rather embarrassed, and like Mary to the angel Gabriel, I kept asking, 'How can this be?'" It was challenging for her, but Purdy spoke of how if you want to serve God, there is always a cross, and you have to be prepared for an ordeal. There are roses and thorns. In 2020, she became a guide for the St. Patrick's Way at the St. Patrick Center in Downpatrick. In 2021, she moved to continue her formation as a nun, this time with the Poor Clare's Monastery at Forgart in County Louth. She described this move as a miracle. She was once asked about the meaning of life. Her response, "To know, love, and serve God." Sister Claire Crockett was born on November the 14, 1982, in Derry, Northern Ireland. She received the sacraments of Christian initiation, but during her teenage years, she no longer frequented the church. She dreamt of becoming a movie star and was working her way towards that dream. At the age of 15, she had already been contracted to host a show for young people on Channel 4, one of the biggest in the United Kingdom, and at the age of 17, the American channel Nickelodeon had shown interest in her. In Holy Week of the year 2000, at age 17, she arrived at the home of the Mother Retreat. It was Good Friday, and Claire was asked to join the faithful in the chapel for the veneration of the cross. And it was this experience that became the changing point in her life. When the service was over, a sister found her crying as she repeated, "He died for me. He loves me. Why hasn't anyone told me this before?" Claire had understood how much the Lord loved her and how much He has done for her. She understood that love is repaid by love alone and that the love the Lord asked of her meant a complete donation. But it was not easy to take the next step. When she went back to Ireland, she participated as a secondary actress in the film. She got caught up again in the whirlwind of superficiality and sin that the world of cinema had offered her. However, the Lord insisted on pursuing her. One night, at a party, she overdrank once again. When she was vomiting in the bathroom, she felt that Jesus said to her, "Why do you continue to hurt me?" God's presence was so strong that she could not ignore it. She began to feel great emptiness. She realized that her life had no meaning if she did not give it to Jesus Christ. On August 11, 2001, she gave her life to God as a candidate in the Seven Sisters of the Home of the Mother, where she took the name Sister Claire Maria of the Trinity and the Heart of Mary. She said, "At first I was tempted to look back and say, I want it back, but I understood that I had found an even greater love." She worked in Spain, the United States and Ecuador, doing pastoral care duties, hospital chaplaincy, teaching, and missionary outreach. Sister Claire began to show her special gift to reach the soul of children and young people, teaching them the truth and the love of the Lord, guiding them in the personal process to heal their wounds. Her zeal for souls, especially those of the youth, was immense. Everyone always remembers Sister Claire with a guitar in her hand, her great companion in evangelization. They remember her singing and singing even to the point of losing her voice. And even then, she continued to sing in spite of the heat, fatigue, and migraines. Her way of singing reflected the way she lived. On April 16, 2016, at 6:58 p.m., Sister Claire and five other aspirants were killed in an earthquake. The heavy quake caused the building to collapse, with four sisters and seven girls inside, and only four were rescued alive. Curiously enough, they had been talking about death during lunch that very day. Very convinced, Sister Claire had said, "Why should I be afraid of death if I'm going to go with the one I've longed to be with my whole life?" Years after her death, healings and miracles have been attributed to her after people prayed for her intercession, and there have been calls for her to be declared a saint. Sister Claire Crockett, pray for us. Gentle joy of wisdom too. So now on earth your work is done. The Heavenly Father's called you home.